Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of the guardian angels. Well, what do we know about guardian angels? We are a composite of body and spirit or soul. Angels, however, are pure spirits. They are persons, but they have no physical body. But they are real persons nonetheless. And they are vastly superior to us in their intellect and their strength and power. Now their primary task is to serve God and glorify Him. Their secondary task is to guide and protect us as we journey through this life to our home in heaven, especially while we are under the attack of the devil and his demons. The Catechism teaches that every human has his own special guardian angel from the moment of his conception. So think of this. An angel was sent from heaven the moment you were conceived in your mother's womb, and he was charged with the mission of bringing you safe to heaven. And he has waged a long and relentless battle on your behalf. And we, well, some of the time we've acted as his ally, but most of the time we act as his enemy and the enemy of God. Yet while we vacillate, he never wavers. He is our constant ally. When everyone deserts your fight, he says, "I'll go with you. I'll go with you. My blood." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now Saint Gemma Galgani had the great gift of being able to see her guardian angel with her eyes, and she even touched him with her hands, as if he were a being of this world. and she spoke with him as one friend would to another. I want to share with you the kinds of conversations she had with her angel in order to inspire you to develop a friendship with your own. She would say things like this. Tell me, my angel, what was the matter this morning with the confessor who was so very serious that he would not listen to me? And will the Holy Father write to me from Rome? And when, in answer to the letter I wrote him, asking him how I should act in this certain case, and that sinner for whom I am striving, tell me, dear angel, when will Jesus convert him for me? And what answer should I give that person who has come to ask my advice? And what do you think of me? Is Jesus contented with me? Or what must I do to keep him so? These are the things that she wrote to her angel in her diary, the conversations she carried on with him. And she charged him to lay several matters before the throne of God and before Mary and her patron saints. And she would also give closed and sealed letters with a request to bring her back the answers. And those letters, as a matter of fact, disappeared. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our guardian angel is a witness to all our words and actions. About this, St. Gemma writes, my angel can be a little severe, but I'm glad of it. During the past days, he brought me to order as often as 3 or 4 times a day. And indeed, sometimes it almost appeared as if he had gone too far. Yesterday, while we were at supper, this is Gemma who is speaking, I raised my eyes and saw my angel looking at me with a severity that would frighten anyone. Later, when I went to rest a little, oh my God, how angry he was. I looked at him, but lowered my eyes immediately. "Are you not ashamed," he would say to me, "to commit those faults in my presence?" And he cast such severe looks at me, and I did nothing but cry and recommend myself to God and to Mary that they might take me away, because I couldn't bear it any longer. And every now and then he repeated, "I'm ashamed of you." So I prayed also that others might not see him so angry at me, for if they did, no one would come near me. And I suffered a whole day and could not recollect myself. And I did not have the courage to say a word to him, for whenever I raised my eyes, he was looking at me with that severity. I should have liked to ask his pardon, but when he is angry, there is no chance of granting it. Yesterday evening, I found it impossible to go to sleep, and at last, about 2 o'clock, I saw him approach, and he put his hand on my forehead, saying, "Sleep, my poor child," and disappeared. What would that be like to be able to see your guardian angel and to see him offended by our sins? I don't know if I want that gift or not, but it would be a helpful gift. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
And God has given a guardian angel to each one of us to protect us from the attack of the devil and the demons. Saint Faustina bears testimony to this because, like Gemma Galgani, she was able to see and interact with her guardian angel. In her diary, she writes that as she was coming back to the convent, when I had taken a few steps, a great multitude of demons blocked my way. They threatened me with terrible tortures, and voices could be heard saying, "She has snatched away everything we worked for so many years." And when I asked them, "Where have you come from in such great numbers?" the wicked demons answered, "Out of human hearts, so stop tormenting us." Seeing their great hatred for me, I immediately asked my guardian angel for help, and at once the bright and radiant figure of my guardian angel appeared and said to me, "Do not fear. Without God's permission, these spirits will do you no harm." Immediately, the evil spirits vanished, and the faithful guardian angel accompanied me, in a visible manner, right to my very room. His look was modest and peaceful, and a flame of fire sparkled from his forehead. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Each one of us has a guardian angel, and we constantly forget about them. We just never think about them. This unbelievable help that we just waste. So what should we do? Develop a friendship with them. Talk with them. Have a constant conversation with them. Practice becoming more aware of their presence, and you will experience their care. But you gotta practice. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, you are named after Faustina.
I like the way you're clarifying that as if that's... I didn't know. I thought I was kind of named after her.
Because I just love St. Faustina. I love her diary.
Mm-hmm.
I was, in preparation for this Feast of the Guardian Angels, I was going through her diary and just the almost innumerable citations where she interacted with her guardian angel. Mm-hmm. Like, she just carried on this day in, day out friendship with her guardian angel. And I was really struck by one instance. You'll remember this when I bring it up, where she's on her way back to Warsaw. And she recounts this in her diary. For those who like the diary of St. Faustina, it's paragraph 630. She writes, "Then I saw one of the seven spirits near me, radiant, as at other times, under a form of light. I constantly saw him beside me when I was riding on the train. I saw an angel standing on every church we passed, but surrounded by a light which was paler than that of the spirit who is accompanying me on the journey. And each of these spirits who were guarding the churches bowed his head to the spirit who was near me. And when I entered the convent gate at Warsaw, the spirit disappeared. I thanked God for his goodness, that he gives us angels for companions. Oh, how little people reflect on the fact that they always have beside them such a guest, and at the same time, a witness to everything." And then she concludes, "Remember, sinners, that you likewise have a witness to all your deeds."
I found this to be the most terrifying part of Gemma's account.
Yeah, tell me what struck you about Gemma's account.
I'm so curious to know what he was disappointed in her for. Because obviously if she's in a disposition to be seeing angels and having these visions, I couldn't imagine how disappointed an angel would be in me. And I'm seeing how it is a kindness that we can't see angels once again, which we've discussed. But not that that should make me feel comfortable, but maybe more aware in a sad way.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna make a confession here.
Mm. I can't absolve you, but you're free to make one.
I spoke ill of someone last night in a conversation. And I realized it during the conversation, and I amended it.
Mm-hmm.
But I still did it.
Yep.
And I thought, gosh, what? You know, there was no reason for that. And it made me feel rotten.
Mm-hmm.
And it certainly didn't serve the reputation of the person I was talking about.
Mm-mm.
But if I could become more aware of the presence of God, of the presence of Our Lady, of the presence of our angels, we just wouldn't do this stuff.
You'd probably become a truly great person if you just imagined that look of disappointment.
Yeah. 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 You know, I don't want to be forced to do good. I want to do good out of love for God and because it's the right thing to do. But remembering, seeing, being aware of the presence of our angel, man, it would make such a big difference.
Yeah, it's kind of like, for me, the reason I like to go work at coffee shops is because of the moving principle of shame.
What do you mean?
Because you know what? If I'm working from home and I'm on my laptop, I'm one click away from YouTube and then I'm not working. It's not that I can't do that at a coffee shop. I could easily put my headphones on and just watch Netflix, but obviously just the sheer factor of shame will prevent me from doing that. I have to look productive in a coffee shop, which will
because other people are watching.
Uh-huh. And they're not actually watching me. They wouldn't actually care.
Yeah.
They don't care at all what I'm doing. They're not looking at my computer, and even if I was watching something, wouldn't bother them. But that's so effective in a way to know that we're being watched. But we are constantly being watched by much greater beings. We're just not aware of it.
Yeah. Yeah. But we can become aware of it if, like we said in the meditation, if we just practice. But we gotta practice.
Mm-hmm. And surround yourself with good imagery. I feel like I've got, it's so nice. I've got so many different icons around my house that they're just in every room. And it just changes who you are when you're always looking into, say, like the eyes of Mary.
This is the whole purpose of why the Catholic Church has images of Jesus, Mary, Joseph, the saints, guardian angels. Why do we have all these paintings and medals and statues and all this stuff? Why? Because we need to be reminded of the presence of the holy ones who are with us always, because we forget.
Yeah, that's actually, and this could be its own moral discussion that maybe we'll have another time, but I do have a tattoo now that's on my wrist, and I'm really glad I have it because it's this little Jerusalem cross, and it's so visible to me when I'm praying, but also in my daily life, just to constantly be aware of what I'm carrying. And that it really has to change how I behave.
Well, I think I'm going to go out on a limb here theologically that a cross is a sacramental which disposes us to the presence of God and His grace. And you can wear a cross or you can just paint it right on yourself.
I heard just before I got this tattoo, I was speaking with a theologian. I wouldn't have gotten the tattoo in the first place, but I was walking through the old city of Jerusalem and a theologian stopped me while he was having a beer with a priest, which was just hilarious to happen in Jerusalem. But we were talking about it and he was like, yeah, your body is a temple, but what do we put in temples? We decorate them with, I mean, religious
sacred
symbols,
images.
Sacred images. So its own discussion for its own time. But I will say that it very drastically changed my everyday life just because I'm constantly looking at it.
Yeah, no, it's actually,
it's a symbol that I cannot walk away from. And I was actually, people always say, like, you be careful with tattoos you get because you might change and you might disagree with it later. And I'm like, well, if I ever disagree with this, I'm going to have to deal with the consequences because I am deciding for myself right now that I'm still going to be carrying that cross.
Do you know that until the Six-Day War in 1967 in Israel, all Palestinian Catholics were baptized at the Jordan River as an infant.
Mm-hmm.
And at their baptism as an infant, they would tattoo the baptismal date on their wrist.
Yep.
So that the only way you could remove it is if you cut your your arm
There's
off.
Actually a very long history of tattoos, religious tattoos specifically, within the church, because there have been so many different historical needs for it. I've heard many stories about the Coptic Christians wouldn't let anyone without the specific cross tattoo into their churches because they had so much persecution within their own holy sites that they were terrified of being killed in holy places. So they had to know that you were truly, truly Christian.
Good point. Good point. Well, let's make sure we have good images all around us. And then when you see them, let's end with this. Whatever image you see, talk to that person. Talk to them.
You're right. Don't just look at them. Be aware that their presence is there. Otherwise, they're just pretty paintings.
Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.